Spoken version of this Sheremaestro Market Report. Full article. Bank of Nova Scotia ends 1 cent below its 52-week high, with bank breadth stronger than volume confirmation. BNS added 3.0% for the week and kept its 19-week trend signal active, but participation was below its 13-week norm, and momentum gauges have cooled from recent levels. Research brief. Bank of Nova Scotia closed at $91.54, effectively at its 52-week high of $91.55, after a 3.0% weekly gain. The setup remains constructive, supported by an active trend signal, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength, while the wider diversified bank group shows unusually broad participation. The cleaner caution is confirmation. Weekly volume was 10.2 million shares, only 0.8 times the 13-week average, and the stock trades 68.2% above Sheremaestro fair value. Key points. 1. BNS closed at $91.54 on 14 August, 1 cent below its 52-week high, and 16.3% above its weekly trend line of $78.72. 2. The stock gained 3.0% for the week, 2.4% over 4 weeks, 14.7% over 12 weeks, and 66.8% over 52 weeks. 3. The trend signal has been active for 19 weeks, with 50 of the past 52 weeks in an active trend state. 4. Volume was 10.2 million shares, below the 13-week average of 12.5 million, and only in line with the 52-week average of 10.4 million. 5. Diversified banks are broadly supportive, with 100.0% active trend breadth and 94.4% positive readings for both market dynamics and relative strength. Price action reaches the top of the yearly range. Bank of Nova Scotia finished the week at $91.54, almost exactly at its 52-week high of $91.55, after a 3.0% advance. The move keeps the NYSE-listed Canadian bank at the very top of its one-year range, well above the 52-week low of $54.62, and 16.3% above the Sheremaestro weekly trend line at $78.72. The longer-term profile remains strong. BNS is up 14.7% over 12 weeks, 22.3% over 26 weeks, and 66.8% over 52 weeks. The four-week gain of 2.4% is more modest, which suggests the advance is still intact but no longer accelerating at the same pace as the broader quarterly move. Signals are positive, but not newly confirmed. The Sheremaestro signal stack is constructive rather than fresh. The trend signal is active, with a 19-week active streak and 96.2% trend breadth across the past year. Market dynamics is positive at 1.11, and relative strength is positive at 11.97. supporting the continuation setup. The caution is that both pressure gauges have cooled. Activity pressure is down 19.0% over 4 weeks, and relative strength is down 29.0%. The signal summary also shows no fresh buy under activity pressure, so the current evidence favors an established trend rather than a newly confirmed breakout. Financials backdrop helps. Diversified banks look even firmer. BNS sits in financial services, where the weekly sector backdrop is supportive, but uneven. The sector averaged a 1.2% weekly gain and 11.5% over 12 weeks, while 79.0% of constituents had active trend signals and 87.0% showed positive market dynamics. Relative strength breadth was weaker at 48.0%, making BNS's positive RS reading more useful in a sector where not all names are keeping pace. The industry context is stronger. Within U.S.-listed banks diversified, average weekly return was 2.0%, trend breadth was 100.0%, and both market dynamics and relative strength breadth stood at 94.4%. BNS beat the industry on the week with its 3.0% gain, but lagged the group over 4 weeks and 12 weeks, where the industry averaged 5.3% and 16.7% respectively. Volume leaves the high short of full confirmation. The week's advance came on 10.2 million shares, below the 13-week average of 12.5 million, and equal to 0.8 times that baseline. It was also broadly in line with the 52-week average of 10.4 million, so the move was not backed by an unusually large participation spike. That matters because earlier advances had heavier confirmation, including 27.7 million shares in the 10 April week and 21.7 million shares in the 10 July week. For the latest push into the high, participation is adequate but not forceful. Valuation stretch and reversal markers shape the risk case. The stock's premium to ShareMaestro fair value is now 68.2%, with fair value at $54.42. That does not negate the trend, but it raises the sensitivity to any loss of momentum, especially with the price sitting at the top of its 52-week range. Risk readings are not extreme. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.1%, below the 52-week level of 2.4%. And the past year shows 32 up weeks against 20 down weeks. The average positive week has been 2.5% versus an average negative week of 1.4%. But three recent reversal markers in the smart money readout make confirmation on the next move important. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether BNS can hold near the $91.55 high, or whether the latest move fades back into the prior range. The trend line at $78.72 remains the main weekly regime reference, while market dynamics will be the cleaner near-term gauge for whether demand is improving or fading. A volume ratio above 1.5 times the 13-week average would strengthen the case that buyers are pressing the move with conviction. Without that, the stock can still trend, but the balance of evidence would remain positive with a participation caveat. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.